I do. I have something about your grocery store thing.
Okay.
Okay. First, in Topeka, when I was a little girl, when the Sam's Club was still Hypermart,
mm-hmm.
they had, like, this huge ball pit thing that you could check your kids into, because I remember my parents doing it to us. And, you know, your parents could go shopping, whatever, and the kids were actually enclosed in this little ball pit thing. It was, like, $4 a kid or something.
And they couldn't escape?
And they couldn't escape, and, you know, they were supervised, so they weren't killing one another or whatever.
That's good.
And then the second thing, you know, I know that there's a lot of kids that are running around, but that's the parents. I've got 3 kids. Our kids are 4, 5, 6, and 8. And our kids, if they ever thought of running off in a grocery store or something, they would be getting it.
Yeah, no, I know that was the same way when I was growing up, too. You really can't
Me
go wandering too,
too
much.
And, yeah, and I mean, it's just the parents raising the kids.
So if we had a centralized place for people who let their kids go around and do a bunch of nonsense, though, you know,
that's true, because there's a lot of parents that do that.
Yeah. It's like, oh, the grocery store, that's my time to just let them run around and do whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And, I, you know, like I said, I can't see that. We've got 3 kids, and, you know, our kids know better. They know that if they act up in the grocery store, they're going to get their butts slapped when they get home.
Well, good for you for keeping the kids in line.
So, but yeah.
So you like my idea, though?
I do like your idea.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I'll help you fund it.
Will you? All right, every quarter we can get, I'm sure we can come up with something.
There you go.
All right, well, thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Uh-huh. Bye.
See you.